producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey folks, welcome to another edition Monday. Well, we're halfway through July already. Can you believe that?
I don't know, for some reason that scares me. That July just flew by.
Welcome to a 14th of July edition of What's on Your Mind. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of what?
50 years. Okay, I don't know, 1964, July 64. What was happening in July 64?
It was the GOP convention in San Francisco, California, at the Cow Palace, in which Barry Goldwater gave a rather famous speech. And he could have been talking about you and I think. I watched it last night because I thought it was worthy of listening to again, and it was pretty amazing. Extremism in the defense of liberty. Is that what we do? I think so. Anyway, I'm going to play a clip from that here coming up on the program and give you a chance to weigh in. It's Monday, and you know what that means? We're going back to the 80s today. We have a couple of songs fired up for you to play Name That Tune with today on the program. You guess correctly, and you win a gift certificate from the Speakeasy. And, of course, the Speakeasy restaurant and bar is in Moorhead, Minnesota. On every Monday, they take select menu items and roll back the clock so you pay what you would have paid in the 80s for that very item. Yeah, baby. It's a good way to go. Plus, we get to play some 80s tunes on the program. So we'll do that today on the program. Coming up later on, we're going to talk a little bit about bullying. No, there are some that believe we need strengthened laws on bullying. There's a report out suggesting we're making some progress on bullying. We're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program. There's a story over the weekend that the DUI reforms that were put in place in the last legislative session have showed some promise in the first year in achieving their stated goals. So that's a good thing. We're going to deal with that a little bit today on the program. By the way, speaking of that, how about this story? Cass County was the focus for a DUI saturation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol, the 8th through the 13th. So that just wrapped up on Sunday and started in the middle of last week. And they nabbed 20, what was it again? I think 18 arrested. Just shy of 20 arrested in that DUI situation. So that suggests that's a lot. I don't know about you, less than a week. Whew. But anyway, we're going to tackle that story a little bit. Paul McCartney was the big story of the weekend. You know, I think I said on this program that I don't know that I would walk across the street to see Paul McCartney. It just didn't, you know, I mean, it didn't really appeal to me. Obviously, I'm in the minority because social media was filled all weekend with braggadocious posts about I'm in the front row, I'm in the third row, it's fabulous. But I didn't see one person that didn't absolutely love it. Didn't think it was just fantastic. Everybody raving about it. So I guess I'll stand corrected on Paul McCartney's talents all these years later. It's kind of cool. I'll grant you that. I mean, Paul McCartney in Fargo, North Dakota in a concert, one of the Beatles, that's cool. I'm just not a big Paul McCartney fan, so I, you know, didn't get me excited, but I will admit it's kind of cool. And if you were there and took it all in and want to tell us about it, we'd love to hear from you today on the program, okay? We also are going to have a discussion on a new proposal by proponents of the Fargo-Moorhead Diversion Project. There's talk now the project cost could double the special assessment for Cass County property owners. The head of the Cass County Joint Water Board, the chair of the Diversion Assessment Committee, will join us, Mark Broadshog, and then also a critic of the project, mainly because of its impact to taxpayers, Dustin Goverlow, managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network, will be here to face off on that topic today. We're also trying to track down Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, because Drew had the distinct honor of presenting a official welcome on behalf of the state of North Dakota to Paul McCartney over the weekend, and got to visit with him a little bit at the Interact. So we're going to track Drew down today on the program and see if he can tell us how that was. So we look forward to that coming up on the program. All right, where did I start? Barry Goldwater. 50 years ago, the Republican Party met at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, California, and Barry Goldwater said the following.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
All right, that's a very famous line. Very famous line there. Extremism in the defense of liberty and moderation in the face of. So here's my question for you. Chris just said in my ear, he did lose. I understand that. But I think while he lost after winning the nomination, he really ignited the conservative cause. Ronald Reagan really took up that mantle. So Sarah Palin, would she be practicing extremism in the face of liberty? Ted Cruz, extremism in the face of in the defense of liberty? And who's engaging in the moderation? 50 years later, who's he talking about here?
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
All right. Moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. So who's suggesting moderation 50 years later, and who's practicing extremism 50 years later? Who is Barry Goldwater warning us about? 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. 855-200-1776. Karen wants to talk about the Beatles. Did you go see one of the Beatles at the Fargo Dome, Karen?
No. In 1964, our family visited another family when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, and we were criticizing them. I didn't like them that much, but now I like them better.
But if I have to pull out 1964, you're going to remember the Beatles before you're going to remember Barry Goldwater's speech, probably.
Oh, I remember Barry Goldwater really well. Johnson really songed him with that one commercial with the little girl counting and then the atom bomb going off.
Yeah, exactly. But kind of ironic. We have Paul McCartney over the weekend. You're getting a Beatles flashback to 64, and it's the 50th anniversary of the famous speech in accepting the GOP nomination. We've managed to merge politics and pop culture. How about that?
Well, Barry Goldwater was seen as more extreme than he was, and so was Ronald Reagan. But then after Ronald took a bullet and then stayed in good humor, we realized he's not really going to blow up the world.
You think that's what won folks over for Ronald Reagan, was how he handled being shot?
That won some folks over who mistook his strong statements against Russia as him having a hair trigger.
Sure, yeah. Good point. Appreciate the call, Karen. Thank you very much. I got time to get Gene in here before the break. We may have to start with Gene on the first side and go on the other. Hey, Gene, you're on What's on Your Mind? Hi, Gene, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about Barry Goldwater. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Who's he talking about there, do you think? Is he talking about us? Hang on a second. Gene, do me a favor. Hold that thought. I want to give you a full time to explore your comments here, and the music says it's break time. We'll do it next. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Past the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. All right, Gene in Valley City, we're going to let him finish his thought. We were talking about the 50-year anniversary of the GOP convention on which Barry Goldwater accepted the Republican nomination. And your thoughts about that, Gene?
Yeah, you asked the question, who's extreme? Scott, I'm not seeing any extremism. On the morning of the 4th, I sat down and read the Declaration of Independence. Okay, read that document and then insert Uncle Sam instead of King George. Okay, were the founding fathers extreme in what they did? Or was it necessary? You know, when in the course of human events, keeps going. Were the founding fathers extreme? Who's extreme these days? Are you there, Scott?
I am. I am. So you don't see, in other words, Sarah Palin, who I think would be fairly referred to as extreme, given her comments last week about, okay, this border crisis, that's it. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. Impeach. You know, the vast majority of the establishment would call her extreme. I'm talking about media establishment, not necessarily Republican. But your point is you don't see anybody, the ones labeled extreme today in the conservative side, is extreme enough.
Even with the border thing that's going on right now, you had a caller a few days ago that said, and I said this before this guy did, a country with no borders is not a country. Okay, do you know what that means? That means
sure.
This country is gone.
Yeah, I hear you, Gene. Appreciate the call and share your frustration. Let's see if the ladies agree. Ellen Ratner from the left. The column from the right, Blanquita back from Texas.
Glad to be home.
Are you? Or would you rather be in Texas? If I were you,
last
I'd rather be in Texas.
I was Texas, but I had a situation last night at the airport where the plane had a flat tire.
Oh, goodness.
So, oh, yeah, but it was okay.
Did it have a flat tire while it was landing or taking off?
No, flat tire at the airport, so we had a 3-hour layover.
Wow.
Oh my God!
So I was very grateful they did it when they landed. They had one of those hard landings.
It must be those Mexican immigrant kids that are causing it.
Look, the Mexican. Let me tell you. Now, you know, I met with a lot of my broadcasting friends this weekend. Many of them Latinos, okay, and they think that people that don't understand what's going on the border and just make it look like it's really how horrible that we're not being sympathetic. Have no real clue of the disaster, and that none of us can get in there and even find out. The press has been censored. And you know, you have these young people being transferred to places around the country that people can't know where they're going, where they're staying, what's going on. This is supposed to be the most transparent administration in history. What's going on?
The Golden Girls, by the way, are here. Ellen Ratner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right. I don't know if you heard the caller just before you came on. We were talking about the 50th anniversary of the famous Barry Goldwater speech, in which you know, he talked about extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And I was posing the question, who's he talking about 50 years ago? Who's there? Now, the caller said, well, nobody's standing up to what we're... or facing. I'm guessing, Ellen, you would you'd have a few other folks you'd put. Who do you consider our extremists?
Well, I think extremists, you know, it was interesting. I was at Bob May's birthday party in Ohio, where I am right now. And I think I met an Assembly of God minister whose church just split. And they split in an entire thing because he said, we believe in the Word of God, and the Word of God means no alcohol. To me, he's just an extremist. There's no, it's his way or the highway. And obviously, two-thirds of his church left. That's an extremist.
How about politically today? Who would you put in that camp?
It's your way or the highway.
Well, that's pretty much what the president's saying. He's saying, so sue me. You know, doesn't matter. I'm going to be out of here. Just do whatever you want to. You've got I'm trying to say it's racism. I mean, frankly, it's to me, that's extremism.
Very good point on Blanquita's part. Is the president an extremist, given his my way or the highway?
No, not an extremist. The president, to my view, is so in the middle that sometimes I can't tell the difference between him and George Bush.
He's passive-aggressive. He's basically a very passive-aggressive president.
And a good point on the race card being played over the weekend by Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Alan, do you believe criticism of the President of the United States is rooted in racism?
Absolutely not. I mean, I just think they would look. They criticized President Clinton. They just don't like anybody who identifies as a Democrat.
Why is Eric Holder saying this stuff?
I have no idea.
Ask Kenley Cuellar, the congressman out there in Texas right now, who's close to the border, and all these, you know, these Democratic blue dogs that are becoming even bluer as they're having to deal with the issue on the border, and the president won't even take the time to go see what's happening on the borders.
Well, we both agree on that. The president should go to the border.
We talked about that last week, Ellen actually acknowledging that the president blew it in that regard. He certainly did. But, Blanquita, do a little psychoanalysis on Eric Holder for me here. Why does this guy constantly have to play the race card? This is not the first time he said this.
He's a qualified attorney general. And I think that if people after this administration is out of office and they look at the terrible decisions that are being rendered out of the Justice Department, they're going to find out that we have a lot of problems. And I think basically playing a race card is something that says, if you criticize me, you're a bad person, not because I'm incompetent, but because you're looking at me like it's a race issue. It really irritates me.
Ellen, I think it's done on purpose. I think it's stirring the pot. I think it's trying to continually pour some gasoline on the race fire. You disagree with his comments, but what's the motivation for it?
I don't know what his motivation is. I don't know his thinking. I think you should try and get him on the air and ask him.
Yeah, that'll happen.
They're real
fond of critical interviews, as you can see. Doesn't go over too well.
I'm telling you, though, I remember getting Janet Reno on the air when I was actually on a program in San Antonio, and she was happy to come on the air. I completely agree with you. I don't think that Holder will come on the air.
He and President Obama both have been targets of a racial animus by some of the administration's political opponents. He also, by the way,
I think that there is some racism? 100%. But I think that there was stuff around Bill Clinton being from Arkansas. I mean, I think people will hang on to any little shingle they can.
But I think they want racial animus. I think they'd love to bring out anybody who was a racist, so they can use that for their ineptitude, for the ability to be able to pull off decisions that are bad for this country, and anyone who just says anything. They want to create a racial animosity.
It's a Wizard of Oz move. Paid no attention to the man behind the screen. Blanquita Cullum, Ellen Rander, the Golden Girls, ladies and gentlemen. Name that tune when we come back to the 80s.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. If that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per booked room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call him at 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, and tell him Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For a Name That Tune 80s trivia brought to you by our friends at the Speakeasy Restaurant. Every Monday, they roll the prices back to the 80s on select menu items. And so we get the distinct honor of flashing back to the 80s. Here's a song from the 80s that I want to know who sang this song. All right? Who are the artists? If you know the answer, you call us at 855-200-1776. Press extension 2. You got to press 2 and give us your name, okay?
Say, say, say what you want, but don't play games with my affection.
There's the other half of this duet. Recognize these voices? You got lots of time to listen here. '84, if that helps. Dwayne in Williston wants to have a first shot at this one here today on the program. 855-200-1776. And you press 2 when you call so you can answer the question. Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
Good.
Good. Who is singing that song, Dwayne?
That'd be Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
You're exactly right.
They did 2 duets, that one in Ebony and Ivory.
Forgotten about Ebony and Ivory, but you're exactly right. Good song. That one was, of course, Say, 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 and Dwayne is exactly right. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. It was number one late in 83 and into 1984 on the charts. Did pretty well. But I thought with Paul McCartney in North Dakota last night, you know, we'd go with a little, Paul McCartney question. So, didn't fool you, though. You have a gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. How about that, Dwayne?
Excellent.
You're through Moorhead, Minnesota. You can use that,
while,
or you can.
I won't be in Fargo until September. But
that's all right. You got a whole year to use your gift card.
Cool.
You can begin planning your September trip, Dwayne. It'll be fabulous.
Yep.
So hang on a moment, and Nathan is going to get your address so we can mail it off to you. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good to hear from you. Going to put you on hold. All right, now we have 2 gift certificates every Friday. All right, and every Monday, rather, two of those. And so we want to give out another one. You ready for this? This one is Billy Joel. I'm going to tell you the artist. I want to know the name of the song. Billy Joel, here's the song.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away.
Name that tune.
You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made.
If you know it, you call me right now at 855-200-1776. You get a gift certificate from the Speakeasy, where today they're rolling back the prices to the 80s on select menu items.
Listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stand someone's soul. You're looking for now and you'll never let her go. That's just the kind of thing she ought to know.
All right. Let's stop it there. Get your toe tapping going here. Calls coming in. We're going to let Nathan get me their names. And we'll go to them here. Find out if they are the lucky winner. All right. And Dwayne, hang in there. Nathan's just a little busy manning the phones here, so he's going to get your address in just a moment. And this is Todd. Todd, where are you calling from?
Morehead.
Morehead, Minnesota, the home of the Speakeasy Restaurant.
Yep.
So if you're the lucky winner here, you won't have far to go to redeem your gift card on us from the folks at the Speakeasy. Todd, what song is Billy Joel singing there?
Listen, Boy.
Listen, Boy. It is not Listen, Boy. Let me give you one more chance here to listen, okay? Just hang tight, Todd.
Yeah.
I see where you got the listen boy part.
Show yourself, you got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there.
All right, any clue there, Todd?
Tell her about it.
There you go, by golly. Way to go, Todd Morehead. We have a second winner of our Name That Tune trivia today. Todd, way to go, okay?
All right.
You happy?
Yeah.
You excited, Todd? You fired up? Okay, good. Now that you're fired up. Hang on a second. Now, Nathan, I need you to get Dwayne and Todd's address for us, and we'll mail off the gift certificates for them. So if you would get those, that would be swell. Way to go, Todd. Way to go, Dwayne. We have gift certificates coming your way from the Speakeasy Restaurant in Morehead. And again today, they're rolling back the prices to the 80s on select menu items. So a good day to get in there at the Speakeasy Restaurant. Okay? Way to go. And next Monday, we'll do it all over again right here on the radio. Looking forward to that, too. All right, folks. Again, we're going to be talking about the diversion coming up here in just a little bit. A discussion on a new proposal by proponents of the Fargo-Moorhead Diversion Project, which some say could double the project's potential special assessments for Cass County property owners. Both sides of that issue represented next hour. Mark Brodchog will be here, head of the Cass County Joint Water Board and chair of the Diversion Assessment Committee, as well as Dustin Governlow, managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. They'll be here to talk about that. We're trying to round up Drew Wrigley, too, to talk about his encounter with Paul McCartney over the weekend. And he had a chance to welcome him officially to the state of North Dakota. So deal with that, too. The one and only Dustin Moore is here to tell us a little bit about some sports news next on the program. And then I'll be back with some weather as we continue to roll on What's on Your Mind. D, tell us about the weekend that was.
Thank you very much, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Well, the West 11-man team rolls in the North Dakota Shrine Bowl. The 42nd annual North Dakota Shrine Bowl happened yesterday. It was televised. Real good game. And as Chris Murphy writes for the forum, among the best high school senior football players from North Dakota and parts of Minnesota were six future North Dakota State Bison. They were getting accustomed to their new home in the Fargo Dome. Names like Stanley Jones and Eric Bachmeyer. The West beat the East 21-2 in the 11-man game, and it was quite the game. The East got a first-quarter safety, but Lake Park Audubon's Mason Swaygardner found Rugby's Chris Hamilton for a 2-yard touchdown pass and Minot's Josh Pizzo for a 6-yard pass in the second quarter. Swaygardner shut the door with a 2-yard touchdown run in the third, and the West defense did the rest. In the 9-man game, NDSU recruit Tanner Volson blocking in front of him, the West quarterback Taylor Krenz completed his first 15 passes, and the West scored touchdowns on their first 4 drives en route to a 48-14 win. Krenz of Grant County Flasher finished with 307 yards and 5 touchdowns, 216 yards and 4 touchdowns going to his teammate Zachary Schmidt. So, fantastic game in the East-West Shrine Bowl game. Always fun every single year, and congratulations to those kids, and congratulations to NDSU, as a lot of their recruits were doing big things yesterday, so good for them. Well, World Cup and soccer fans, it is over, and if you haven't heard, Germany defeated Argentina 1-0 to claim its 4th World Cup title. It was quite a game. I think soccer purists would say that. People that are on the border regarding soccer and who may have paid attention to it a little more during the World Cup might have thought the game wasn't all that impressive, just being 1-0 after all the goals that were scored in the World Cup this season. However, Germany did defeat Argentina. It wasn't until the 113th minute when a man named Super Mario came in as the first sub in World Cup history finals to score a goal.
Still full of running, and he's...
Set it in, Super Mario, Super Sub. His last involvement was Algeria, taken off at half time. But what a way to sort yourself out. A lovely goal by Schürrle. Touch, control, no problem testing it down. Talk about Palacio in the first extra time. He messed it up. He didn't. Such great finish.
It's his 11th goal for Germany. He will never, ever score a more valuable one.
Germany became the first European team to win a World Cup in the Americas, and the victory ended a string of near misses. Since winning their last major title in the 1996 European Championship, Argentina had not been back to the finals since that 1990 loss and has now been beaten by Germany in the last 3 World Cups. Minnesota Twins, a high note before the All-Star break, and they had a bit of a fun series of events that happened with Trevor Plouffe in the 5th.
That curveball that we just saw from Brett Anderson, he's used that a lot on first ball pitches.
Hit high and deep to center, tracking it as Blackman, still going back. That's over his head and off the wall. It's another double. No, it's not. It's a triple for Trevor Plouffe. The ball hits Plouffe and goes into the dugout, and he'll come all the way in. A ball that just kept on carrying to straightaway center field. Plouffe dug for third, and it looked like the ball hit him in the shoulder and skipped into the camera well.
The Twins weren't done from there. Second baseman Brian Dozier, a home run derby invitee, went 3-for-6 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. 22 runs scored by the Twins on Saturday and Sunday are their most in back-to-back games this season. The Twins will return to Target Field on Friday for an afternoon workout before playing the Rays. The home run derby tonight, 7 p.m. ESPN, and the Major League All-Star game is Tuesday, 6 p.m. on Fox. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By the way, there is two Cook Fest this week out in the bottom that are Kent here in the region. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is the website to find out more details. But Kenmare tomorrow evening, afternoon and evening, and Dunn Center on Thursday. These are great summer events. And I know when we were up in Tioga for the Million Barrel Celebration, I said, won't be long and the Cook Fest will be here. And holy buckets, they're here already. And so tomorrow, 2:30 in the afternoon, they start with the Bakken Basics Education Session. It's going to take place at the Kenmare City Hall. This is great if you're just sort of trying to, you know, hey, where are things at in the industry? Where are they going? How does this work? Or really get your hands, around the current status of the development. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Ness at NESA Consulting, Justin Kringstad, North Dakota Pipeline Authority, and Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources are all part of that. And that starts at 2:30. Then at 4 o'clock, they have the free barbecue and live entertainment. Larry Nelson and is the entertainment. That's going to take place in the Kenmare Danish Mill Square. And they have cook-off teams from Alliance Pipeline and Neighbors Drilling, Ballantyne Oil and Gas and Nevera Environmental Solutions, Continental Resources, Ballon Valves and Go Wireline, Eagle Operating and Wyoming Casing, Enbridge, Spartan Engineering and Minnesota Limited, Endura Resources and Fortis Energy Services, EOG Resources and MBI team up, Hess and Halliburton team up, Oasis Petroleum and WellPro team up, Petrol Hunt and Purity Oilfield Services team up, and Whiting and Weatherford team up. Pretty cool. And then Governor Dalrymple and Ryan Rauschenberger, the tax commissioner, present the Cook Fest Awards for the People's Choice and Judge's Choice Barbecue. So all those teams, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different cook-off teams. They're competing, and you're the beneficiary. You're getting the free chow. So it's a neat deal. And downtown Kenmare, Kenmare Danish Mill Square is the place. They're doing shuttles from the high school to the city hall and the Danish Mill Square. So really, it's a lot easier than you use the shuttle rather than try and find a spot for parking downtown. It's a good deal. And so that'll take place tomorrow in Kenmare. They're doing it all over again in Dunn Center on Thursday. A few different cook teams will be in Dunn Center. It's a good deal. It's a lot of fun. So check it out. And by the way, the location in Dunn Center is at 2:30. The Bakken Basics Education Service will be at the Marathon Oil Office on Central Avenue. And then the Dunn Center City Park is where they're doing the barbecue. That goes, again, 4 to 7, both places. Wanted to make sure you knew, because that's great fun. And we'll be broadcasting live. In fact, we'll be doing, What's on Your Mind from both communities, and also Energy Matters from Kenmare right during the actual event. Lot to do. Looking forward to it. All right, let me tell you about the weather here ahead of taking your calls on What's on Your Mind today on the program. It's chilly, and it's going to be for a few days, at least compared to what it's been and compared to what would be seasonably normal for this time of day. We'll start in the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, mostly cloudy and windy. Few showers this afternoon, high of 69. West-northwest wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour, chance of rain at 30% for today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, gusty winds during the evening, low of 52. North-northwest wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour, diminishing to 5 to 10 miles per hour. And right now, north-northwest winds are whipping around at 22 miles an hour. Temperature is 54 degrees. And it'll be windy a good chunk of the day today. Tomorrow, 73, partly sunny. 79 Wednesday, Thursday 81, Friday 84. So the cool weather doesn't last too long. I'd heard the cold snap was going to be here a while. Out the oil patch, mostly sunny today, but just 69. North wind at 5 to 10 tonight. Clear skies, low about 46 tonight, with an east-southeast wind at 5 to 10. And north wind at 8 miles an hour as we speak. Temperature at 52 degrees right now, heading for 68. 54 in Williston, Watford City's 54, Newtown's 54 degrees, Stanley 52, Columbus 52. And by the way, over the weekend I heard from some listeners that want the Crosby temp added. It's kind of a rivalry thing. You got Columbus, but no Crosby. Columbus just because it has a special place in my heart. Some family members from up there. We had Columbus, so but maybe we'll throw a bone to Crosby. We'll see. Okay, back on the eastern end of the state, 54 now, cloudy in Grand Forks. Hillsboro's partly cloudy, 54. Grafton, 52. Kindred, 54 degrees. Down in Breckenridge, cloudy, 52. Fergus Falls, 52 and cloudy. Detroit Lakes, 50 and cloudy at the Lakes. Thief River, cloudy and 50. Watertown, fair and 55 at this hour. I always love fair. What does fair mean? It means a mix of sun and clouds. Aberdeen, just flat-out cloudy, 52 degrees at this hour. And again at Fargo, 54, partly cloudy skies, headed for 70 today. All right, so it's a little chilly, but not going to last as long as it is everywhere else. Here's the telephone number to call us when we come back. 855-200-1776. That works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Press 1 to leave us a message. Press 2 to chat with us live. David in San Francisco, listening on GCN, wants to talk about Goldwater and McCartney. There's a combo. We'll do that when we come back and find out what's on your mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.